Temples of Solitude, The Rainmakers. There was a couple of old trees far up on a hill. When I was little, I used to wonder about them. Once I grew up a little, I used to wander towards them. It was a perfectly calm place, be it winter or summer. There were no troubles up there, so I had a lot of fun. I used to make proper little bonfires out of branches that fell from the wind. I tried to figure out how the world works from up there. I figured it wasn't working very well. I grew up in a country with protests, shortages, and probably a lot of corruption. When I was 8, the Chernobyl disaster struck. People were told to stay home behind concrete walls. I remember people reminding each other not to pick up mushrooms, as they had something to do with radiation. There was a strange man on TV, Anatoly Kashpirovsky, and people were pretending that he was healing them. Some said that after they warmed up the gunk in their Russian watch by holding it in their hand, it would be him that would restart the watch. Others said he was sharpening their razors or something. All too weird for me. So I'd slowly climb my way up to that enormous hill, onward to my rainmakers, and stare at the world from up there. I came up with the name Rainmakers. They looked like they were scratching clouds. They were the closest thing I knew to skyscrapers. One time I brought a slice of refrigerated homemade pizza up there. My mom made it the day before. It had olives. It was too cold to eat it right. It was a shame to eat it cold like that. So I started a proper little fire. I always had matches with me. And I somewhat believe that it was me who invented a sure way to get a fire going. You had to start with twigs that were just about the size of a match, and then sprinkle in larger and larger and larger bits until the fire was cheerfully crackling. I sharpened a stick that stabilized the pizza slice and started heating it up. Just the moment I did that, the rain came. The ground was already somewhat muddy. It was a rainy day. I was already under a tree, but I still looked around and decided to build a shelter to keep myself dry. I easily moved a load of mud above a thick root and scooped a place for myself to perch in. A few more sticks and some downed branches with leaves on them, and I had a waterproof stealth shelter worthy of a big, fat rabbit. I hunkered down into the hole and ate my slice of pizza that went from tasting odd due to being cold to now tasting and smelling weird as I was using leaves to keep the fire going. I had no idea it would make my slice smell and somewhat even taste odd, but I enjoyed it. The rain stopped, and so I slowly started making my way back down to the village, always somewhat worried if any geese went to hiss at me again, and pondering if perhaps I could find something interesting in the endless and endless boxes at the garage. The geese were a huge problem for me. To make things worse, they would always hang out right in the spot that I needed to cross to get back. Every adventure, as you can imagine, and even if you can't, always, always, always without a fail, had some fantastic cherry on top. Once, I began running away from hunters that were walking my way, and before I knew it, I guess I tricked myself into thinking that they were following me. But get this, there ended up being a small fire right where they disappeared into the woods. I was watching them from the safety of my village home through a high-powered monocular that I received as a gift. My grandpa asked if I knew anything about the fire. "Yep," I snapped back and reported that the hunters did it. No question about it. They probably threw a cigarette on the ground and the leaves caught fire. Another time, and I kid you not, I ended up resting a bit beneath an enormous ice sheet. The small river was high when the top froze, but when I got there, the river was down to a trickle, and it had a proper and sturdy roof of ice over it. It was magical. And one terrible time, I was warned to stop expeditioning to my trees, because the wheat field workers that ran combines up there found some creepy chupacabra golem type creature. Open mouth, I quickly put my detective hat on, sharpened some mean sticks for protection, and mounted an urgent expedition to find more evidence of the creature. On my way up there, I encountered one of the villagers, and he had some more info on what has now become a village legend. Creepy talk of the town, really. Apparently, they discovered the place where the creature was hiding and watching the village from. They assumed it was some genetic anomaly because it lived in the cold ground by one of the trees up there, and it wasn't man-sized. "Oh," I exclaimed suspiciously.